popular Cape Town nightclub has been trending on social media after it decided to name and shame patrons who did not pay their bills. Now, on Sunday, Saint Campaign Bar and Lounge took to social media to threaten to expose those who did not pay or make an effort to sort out their debt. And the establishment then further released three images and Instagram handles of those accused of non-payment. So we've invited a legal expert to vet whether these acts are within the confines of the law. Kwanazi Incorporated Attorney's Associate Attorney Thandeka Mpanza is on the line to explain just that. Now, Thandeka, we've been hearing a lot about the Poppy Act lately. Is this not an infringement of this particular piece of legislation?
Well, firstly, Zingisa, good day to you and to the listeners at home. Yes, well, firstly, when we look at this matter, we are dealing with two conflicting constitutional rights. Namely, this is the right to the freedom of expression of the publisher and the right to privacy of the person whose names were published. And we, as we know, that the Poppy Act is a legislation that deals with the right to privacy. And we know that its aim is, in terms of the act, is to protect the personal information and further protect the individual rights to privacy by prohibiting the unlawful disclosure, collection, and retention of their personal information. So now when we look at this specific matter, Zinita, it's interesting to note that the posts, say for one, include the Instagram handles of the state debtors. Now, when we look at how personal information is defined in terms of the Poppy Act, an Instagram handle would basically not fall within the ambit of the definition of personal information in terms of the Act. However, there is one post that includes the full names of the alleged debtor and his alias as well. So it may be argued that that specific post may fall within the ambit of the Poppy Act. So to answer the question, I would say, given that it's the Instagram handles of the people that were published, this does not fall within the scope of the Poppy Act and therefore not an infringement of same.
And I mean, with the exception of the one though, can those who have been named, and maybe if it's their full name or just maybe the handle, is there any sort of legal action that they can take against whoever published their information online?
Yes, there is, definitely. Now, in respect of the one who was named in full, he can rely on the Poppy Act infringement. Now, in terms of the Poppy Act, the maximum penalty for an infringement is a fine of 10 million rand or 10 years imprisonment. Now, when we look at all the parties involved, though, they can all possibly successfully rely on a defamation claim. Now, we know that in terms of a defamation claim, that had to prove that there was a wrongful and intentional publication of a defamatory post. And one could argue that this is indeed defamation. However, the onus would lie on the publisher to prove that either the statement, the publication or the statement made is in fact true or is in fact in the public interest. So these are things that they would have to fully dissect in the court, but definitely they can bring a claim for defamation of character before court.
Now, clearly the person who published these tweets or these posts on social media was desperate to get their money back. So what is the proper procedure to go about recouping money owed by debtors?
Yes, I must pause to mention that we would not encourage other business establishments to follow this line of debt collection in inverted commas, really. It's not an effective form, and they could actually find themselves landing in more hot water than actually recouping the money that they seek to sort. Now, the proper procedure would be, because they are trying to recoup their monies, the proper procedure would be to bring about a civil suit. And the process would start with something as simple as a letter of demand being sent to the alleged debtors. And should they fail to respond to the letter of demand, then they will issue what we call summons. And then the normal legal rules will take forth and up until the parties have their day in court, and either to prove their claim and the others to dispute their claim.
Interesting. Thank you so much, Thandeka, for joining us this afternoon.
It is a pleasure seeing you, sir. Thank you very much.
And that was Mkhwanazi Incorporated Attorney's Associate Attorney, Thandeka Mpanza, on the possible legal action one can face for sharing debtors' information online. In layman's terms, don't do it. Go about it the legal way, not on social media. It is taking care of business. You're listening to Rice FM.